Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
At Majid Nawaz. And I have Simon Marks ready with me on the line, LBC's Washington correspondent. How are you, Simon?
I am all right, Majid. Just waking up in St. Louis ahead of what is going to be, as you know, an absolutely, completely unprecedented television debate, which will be kicking off in just about 12 hours' time.
Indeed. And tell us about the setting of this debate and how that will differ from the first one.
Well, it's being held at Washington University here in St. Louis, and the format is different from the first one. You're absolutely right. This is a town hall meeting in which Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump will take some questions from a couple of television network moderators, but the vast majority of the questions will come from ordinary members of the public. And even before the release of that Donald Trump tape, that, I think, is a format that posed risk but also opportunity for the two candidates. Now it is a format that is going to take us off even further into the unknown. We know that the debate moderators are considering how to reflect the events of the last 48 hours in the debate. It seems inconceivable that they would start the debate without turning to Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and asking them for their reaction to everything that has happened since that tape was leaked on Friday. But also, there has to be the risk that a member of the public in that audience is going to ask Donald Trump and perhaps Hillary Clinton some very uncomfortable questions, and how they react to those questions could once again change the storyline of this totally unpredictable presidential election.
Now, Simon, I was in New York for the first presidential debate, and in fact was actually witnessing it in a bar with Americans, with New Yorkers, and called into LBC. Indeed, and called into LBC from that bar, and it was a ruckus atmosphere. But all of us were left with the impression that Trump came out worse for wear in that first debate. Do you think that he was holding back, and do you think that now with the leak of these tapes, he's going to become a lot more aggressive against some of Hillary Clinton's failings?
He's got nowhere else to go, Majid. Mm. I mean, it's absolutely amazing to me, frankly, that he's still the candidate, that he's flying to St. Louis to participate in this event. So grave has been the damage created by the release of this tape. And you're absolutely right in your preamble. There is an astonishing irony. Donald Trump has used the most violent, bigoted language on the campaign trail over the last 15 months. And Republicans, in large measure, Republican Party grandees, have stood by him. There have, of course, been those who haven't backed him. Mitt Romney, for example, the two former presidents named Bush. But by and large, the Republican establishment has stood by him. It has taken the release of an 11-year-old piece of hot mic videotape, and there's clearly far more of that out there. The producer of one of Trump's reality TV shows was saying last night, this is nothing, you should have a look at what we've got over on The Apprentice from four seasons of that program.
Yeah, because they keep the cameras running, don't they?
Of course they do, absolutely. And he knew, by the way. I mean, it wasn't clear when that tape was first released whether he knew the camera was rolling, but he definitely knew the camera was rolling, because the second the bus pulls in, off he and Billy Bush get, and they walk into the arms of a woman who's going to be the co-host of the program that evening. So they were well aware the cameras were running. It is amazing that it has come to a situation where remarks that were made 11 years ago about women, and really white women, is the point at which Republicans like John McCain, like a whole host of others, say, right, we're done, enough, we can no longer tolerate this man, we're no longer backing him. Now, that's going to be a real problem and a real debate that the Republican Party has to have when this long nightmare for them is over. They will have to explain how a party that left the 2012 election with Mitt Romney's defeat, concluding that what it really needed to do was to reach out to minority voters, reach out to the African American community, reach out to Latino voters, how it gets in a position where this time around it allows Donald Trump to say all the things that he said on the campaign trail about Muslims, about Mexicans, about immigrants, and they've stood by him through that. But it's a tape from 11 years ago where he's talking about women that leads them to throw their hands up and say, can't have anything further to do with him.
Indeed.
That's a truly remarkable set of circumstances.
And let's see if somebody asks that question this evening in the debate. That's Simon Marks there, LBC's Washington correspondent, shining some light on the inner workings of the Republican mind.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.